How successful do you think I'd be in not getting shot? My comment is the land, the remaining land, my argument is every time I build units and add more units into the county assessor, I have less land. You gotta reduce my, it's not how many acres I have, it's how much developable land I have.
I agree. So, I will ask, what do you have?
I just want to ask him because I'm trying to learn to do the job.
Please.
And I see your point. So, at what point can that be put? I'm going to say something horrible that's going to ruin me, I guess, but what point can that be made like agricultural land? Because it's not usable for anything. See what I'm saying? I mean, where does it get value?
I don't know the answer to that.
This next cycle,
do you have any thoughts?
I'm looking at land in 23.
Thank you.
And I'm liking to do an advisory board.
And develop one.
Because
I'd be happy to.
I'm the Lone Ranger here. And
okay. I get it. So,
does this have anything to do, does this particular piece have anything to do with the developer land that is typically valued a little bit less until it's developed?
In my opinion, and I don't know what the state statute really represents, Mr. Chairman, but historically this county has been less aggressive on undeveloped, unvertical product on undeveloped land. Okay? And my understanding was, in talking, and it doesn't mean that it's right or wrong, or doesn't mean that Susan's not right, okay? My understanding has been, which I agree from an equitable standpoint and good business standpoint, is that, listen, if a developer's going to take the risk, and particularly if they're building and they don't go broke, okay, and they're adding new product that we're getting good tax out of, okay, because they're expensive units. Out there, these units are being taxed at $2,500 to $3,500 each. Then we're getting value from that developer continuing to do that.
100%.
And so I think that makes some sense.
So,
but I don't know exactly. I can't. I never have looked at this.
So
I think we took, I mean, I think you had a piece of property from last year that we discounted because of the undeveloped.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it was down in a ravine that he couldn't use.
So yes, that's correct. You're right.
I agree. I mean, I wouldn't want to pay for something I can't use. There's got to be some lower value.
Anyway, so that was the reason for my argument, Mr. Chairman.
But I don't know what that figure is. So how much of that property can you not develop? You said you could put 8 more.
Well, so my comment is, excuse me, so this is all parking, okay? This is all a 2-to-1 slope because there's 35 feet of elevation drop. These are condenser units, 35 feet of elevation drop from there down to there, non-developable, okay? And I've built this apartment, so there's parking all here and here. I can build 8 more units not to inhibit these people's view. That's what I can develop. Unless I, you know, say, oh, I don't care about those people, and I build a 5-story high-rise and hurt their views.
Is that about 30% that appears, if you take that chunk of the top minus the HVAC units over there, would you say about?
I would say out of the remaining, there is about an acre and a half left out of the 10 acres, an acre to an acre and a half out of the total 10 acres that's developable. And I'm going to put 8 units on it. And I'm already there. When I get the 12 done, I'll have 140 units built out of 160.
That's what it is this year.
What's the basis of your request in other words,
my basis of my request was
67.
David, my request was, as I said, what was it there last year? What was the evaluation? Mm-hmm. And I added 8 more units in 2020 that we as a county assessed and are getting money. That's significantly more than the $20,000 I'm asking because there was 8 times, say, $3,000. Okay, so there's $24,000 of new taxes that the county generated from 2020's efforts. And so I partly said, you know, so I'm asking, I don't know what that'll do, $1,000. The county's going to get $24,000 more tax revenue from my 2020 efforts. Okay? And I took up land that was in this number to do that. Okay?
I get where you're coming from.
So I said, surely I can reduce maybe $1,000 of what I am currently paying taxes, David.
So,
and weren't you just trying to be consistent across, you know?
I'm trying to make an argument. I'm not saying it's perfect.
Gotcha.
No problem. From an equitable standpoint and a fairness, it seems fair.
So the way I see it, that there's about 30% of the land here that's unusable, that's different than a lot of different places, because basically you sold these others. You don't even own these others up here, but the parking lot is, I mean, you are in essence at some level.
So, Mr. Chairman, so that you understand why I do that way, which I'm different than most developers. I've done this for a long time, and so I try to keep as much land as I can, okay? And the reason is that if you have a project like this that I've been into now for 15 years, okay, and you sell those other units, condominium owners they become very powerful. That is their home. And so I try to control as much of the land as I can until I sell my last unit.
So. Okay. I understand. What's your proposal?
I just sharing a few figures with Mr. Akers up here that, and granted our number here is not perfect as much of what we all do here. But I basically took 30% of that unusable portion that you can't develop. So if you take that 30% times the 180, or take 70% of 180, 920, that comes out to be 126,644. You know, last year's valuation for you was 96.11. You did add the garages on there. That is an improved aspect to it. That's a valid calculation there. And anyway, trying to work with you at some level, but I make a motion that we move the value of this property to $126,644.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor state aye. Aye, motion stands.
So tell me what that...
$126,644.
So you're dropping...
I respectfully disagree, but I don't make the rules, so...
And, you know, and granted, we have another one here. You know, to your point about the development that you do, I mean, and I completely respect that. And I don't know what has been the rule in the past on, and if I can ask, and I'm kind of looking over to Kenny because.
Yeah, look at Kenny because I don't know.
Well, that's the only reason I ask is because, you know, and I'm trying to learn too, out of 48,191 parcels, you know, it takes a while to learn anyway. What has been kind of the general rule of thumb in the past with a developer lot in a certain, say, subdivision or development for that developer until it's sold? Has it generally been that they're calculated at full market value, or are they given some kind of discount because they are selling it like Mr. Ruta does?
Yeah, discounted, so to speak, usually around $10,000 a lot, depending on where they're at, you know. So
they're discounted about $10,000. So if you had a $20,000 retail lot, just for math's sake, would the developer have it for, I mean, I'm not setting a precedent here, but $5,000 or $10,000?
You own 10 lots. Each one of them lots, when you bust them out, I'm going to set them at $10,000 a lot. If the lots are selling for around $30,000 a pop.
Okay.
So it's usually just a flat fee, usually like $10,000, $15,000. Depends on where they're at. You know, if they got a late fee, yeah, I ain't going to let you have a $10,000 late fee. No, that ain't going to happen.
And The reason why I see that, well, we just ruled on it. We're going to move on to the next one.
Well, the reason this is kind of important, because my next one's going to be the same.
Well,
But I don't have any grudges, so I'm going to contest.
Well, the grudge is to beat the X Factor, and frankly, on this other one, it was at 96.11 for many, 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 many years, so, you know, there hadn't been anything really that changed from this assessor to the last, or a new way of doing things, at least on this. It was an index increase, and it was the garages were the big X factor, and then the index increase. So, just in the spirit of that, which trying to work with that. But let's move on to the BOE number 64. Please share with us about that.
Can I make two comments real quick?
Sure.
Point. Part of the reason that I really do think, I'm saying this for Susan's benefit, and granted, that's self-serving, I'm in my shoes, but part of the reason that I think that whether Dan Ruta is here or not, that I think that it is good business for the county to consider not trying to get full value of developable land, particularly if the developer is active or if they're not. Because if they're not active and you've already spent several $1 million getting a piece of property ready, if you're not developing, it's because the market's not there. Okay? And if you are developing, then you're adding new product that's adding new tax levy. Okay? And particularly in the second home and the vacation home and the retirement property, the strain on the infrastructure of Branson is minimal. And those people have lots of money. They're good for this community, in my opinion. So I agree with that philosophy. I think it's good. There are plenty of hurdles. Everybody thinks developers are one of two types of people. Okay? I think I've said this last year.
No, we forget.
Okay, whatever. I'll say it anyway. One of the things I kind of like saying. Right. Developers are one or two type of people, and I don't care if you're Donald Trump or John Q. Hammonds or who you are, okay, or Mike Combs, is that you're either the dumbest guy in the world and you're broke, okay, or you're the smartest guy in the world and you're a crook. You can't just be a good, fair developer. I mean, it's just kind of how we all think, and that's not bad, but that's really, if you really kind of look at everybody's personal sentiment, that's kind of how we all feel.
So, kind of like how they feel about lawyers.
Yeah, same thing. Okay, so the next piece of property, if we can. So Ivy, we don't need to. I talked about Ivy. That's the lot that you reverted back to on Green Mountain.
Correct. Right. Correct. Okay.
So the next one, and I'm. Can you pull that majestic one up real quick? And I want to make a comment.
Number 64. Is that?
No, the plat that we just got off of. This. So this little plat where the pool is, that's called Majestic Operations. So one of the things that Dan Ruta does, okay, and I've done since the beginning of time, is that comes back. If you're going to be in the nightly rental business and you're going to keep a nightly rental operation, the amenities, you've got to keep control of them, okay, if you're going to stay in the nightly rental business. The reason you have to keep control of them is that if you turn it over to the association and the owners control it, then for whatever reason, in about 6 months, they forget that they're your friend. And so they want to change all the rules about the amenities, which then affects your nightly rental business, which the county and the city and the state gets lots of sales tax from those things. Anyway, so that pool right there, and I'm going to talk about that. What I wanted to say is, and I've not brought this up in the past, and to your point earlier, Mr. Chairman, is you didn't bring this up in the past when it was 97,000. Part of the reason I didn't is that if I get here with my 200 pieces of real estate and try to argue every one that I don't think it isn't fair, you'd get soon tired of me and tell me to get out of here. So I kind of pick my fights, okay? So my comment is, but there's several of these applications this time, and again, they are not life or death matters, but that pool, as well as all the pools in my other developments, the legacy operations, the grand legacy operations, the reunion lodges operations, typically have a pool or a clubhouse. Okay? I've left them in my name. And they're all a subsidiary of resort operations. This one here is called Majestic Operation that is owned by Resort Operations. Okay? I don't get any money for it. I built it. I put it in that company, and I give the association, and the owner's there, the rights to use the pool.